Joshua chapter 2. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, Go view the land, even Jericho. And they went, and came into a prostitute's house, named Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told to the king of Jericho, saying, There came men in here tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, Bring forth the men who have come to you, who have entered into your house, because they have come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men, and hid them, and said this, There came men to me, but I did not know where they were from. And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Where the men went I do not know. Pursue after them quickly. Because you shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house, and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them all the way to the Jordan River to the fords, and as soon as those who pursued after them had left, they shut the gate. And before they had laid down for the night, she came up to them upon the roof. And she said to the men, I know that the Lord Jehovah has given you the land, and that your terror has fallen upon us, and that all those who live in the land faint because of you. Because we have heard how the Lord Jehovah dried up the water of the Red Sea for you, when you came out of Egypt. And what you did to the two kings of the Amorites, that were on the other side, east of the Jordan River, Sihon and Og, whom you completely destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts melted, neither did there remain any more courage in any man, because of you. Because the Lord Jehovah, your God, he is God in heaven above, and in earth beneath. Now therefore, I ask you, swear to me by the Lord Jehovah, since I have shown you kindness, that you will also show kindness to my father's house, and give me a true token, and that you will save alive my father, and my mother, and my brothers, and my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, Our life for yours, if you do not tell our business. And it shall be, when the Lord Jehovah has given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with you. Then she let them down by a rope through the window, because her house was upon the town wall, and she lived upon the wall. And she said to them, Go to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you. And hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers have returned, and afterward you may go your way. And the men said to her, We will be blameless of this your oath which you have made us swear. When we come into the land, you shall bind this line of scarlet thread in the window by which you let us down. And you shall bring your father, and your mother, and your brothers, and all your father's household, home to you. And it shall be, that whoever shall go out of the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whoever shall be with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand is put upon him. And if you tell this our business, then we will cancel your oath which you have made us swear. And she said, Let it be according to your words. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. And they went, and came to the mountain, and stayed there 3 days, until the pursuers had returned. And the pursuers sought them all along the road, but did not find them. So the two men returned, and descended from the mountain, and passed over, and came to Joshua the son of Nun, and told him all things that happened to them. And they said to Joshua, Truly the Lord Jehovah has delivered into our hands all the land, because even all those who live in the country are faint because of us.